The walking tour. That's why he's going to do the walking tour.
Get Scott.
He's lifting up slices.
Scott's pizza tour. We're going to get to eat more with him in just a couple moments. You got to get here earlier next time.
Oh,
dude.
I know. I've been here for 7 o'clock.
I came here. I got here last night.
No.
I was sleeping in a parking lot.
No, you're lying.
Yeah. No, I stayed in town last night. I'm not kidding.
Dude, we would imagine this move gone, for God's sake.
I know. This guy who uses the microwave on his pizza. Jeepers, creepers. I can't trust any of your biker advice now that I know about the microwave thing.
But I will tell you,
just gave me a Halloween costume. I'm going to be you. I was lurking, and now I wish everybody could see. It's great.
I envy you with a chance to be me.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We were talking off air. And you were saying that, you know, you thought you knew a lot of pizza last time you heard about a year and a half ago or so with us. He goes, but now I've learned so much more about pizza. And just to watch you, you know, the joy with which you do your gig, man, I really dig that. I love to see people who like doing what they're doing.
I love
you
it.
You love you some being you, don't you?
Are you kidding me? Why would I do this if I didn't? And people always ask me, they're like, oh, do you get sick of it? Do you like, do you still like pizza? Can you still eat it? Oh, of course. The second I don't like it, I can just stop doing it.
Yeah. Now, have you thought about perhaps bringing in other tour guides?
Yeah, you know, I just started with another tour guide a few months ago. She's doing a tour. What time is it right now? Okay, no, she's doing a tour in about an hour.
Okay.
So today, and she's awesome, but I decided I'm trying to put together. Oh, yeah.
She's microwave.
You tapping that?
Guys.
Come on, seriously.
I'm putting together a team. it's gonna be almost like a superhero team, but like, you know, like what, like she, Joanne is her name. Joanne does, she's like, cans her own fruits and vegetables and makes jams and makes cheese, and like she's totally like makes everything at home. And I'm more obsessed with the academics and some of the history. And then I want to find some retired physics professor to talk about pizza ovens. Right. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
That'll be a competition for employee of the month. It's got pizza tour.
Seriously. It's funny because when you say about, you know, learning a lot about pizza, the thing is you can never have someone who knows everything about pizza. People who have been making pizza their whole lives, they know what they're making. Like someone like me, it's not my goal to be an expert or an aficionado or whatever words you want to say. You know, it's just to keep on collecting information because it's a food that has a lot of layers.
Well, I made a reference to something with the green, the white, and the red on pizza, which was supposed to be a tribute to Queen Marguerite.
Queen Margarita, yeah.
And it was supposed to be the red symbolized the blood. It was the red was the sauce or the tomatoes, and the green was the basil, and the white was the cheese, right? And
it Scott rolled his eyes.
Well, no, it's just that there are a lot of myths about like the water thing, like a lot of myths and legends about pizza that nobody really ever tries to prove or disprove. There's no evidence that says that. I mean, the whole story, let me just get back a little bit. Queen Margherita visited southern Italy in 1889, in June of 1889, which was a big deal just because the country, without getting too historical here, the country of Italy had become a unified country
just
only
that,
20 years prior to
that. Garibaldi.
Exactly, 1861. And after that happened, the queen came down to southern Italy to basically be like, oh, I'm going to unify this country by enjoying the fruits of the south, and I'm going to bring it up to the north. And suddenly, when she ate pizza down there, it was more well-respected, and people of the north started respecting the food of the south. So when she ate the pizza, the one that she liked the most was what we call the margherita pizza. It was named after her because she loved it. It's fresh mozzarella, crushed tomatoes, and basil. And it's the three colors of the Italian
I'll tell you
flag.
What, you eat that pie from the south, you never go north.
It's funny. That's one of those countries where the south are considered the intelligent people and the northern.
Well, it depends on if you're asking the north or the south.
You know what's funny? Yesterday I was listening to Gary played our fearless program director played a bit at this, you know, five of funniest things, and it was a bit by Ray Romano, and he was talking about the happiest time of your life is when you're five. That's when it peaks. And he goes, I'm looking at my five-year-old the other day. She's looking out the window smiling, and I said, what are you thinking about? And she just said, candy. And it never gets better than that. He goes, because then you get older, and you start attaching things to it, and you go, yeah, candy, cavities, dentist, I don't have enough money, I think I'm gay, oh my God. And it's like when you can hang on to a simple passion, like taking pizza, people out for a great pizza, it doesn't get better than that. It's a happy life, you know?
I'll tell you, man. No, I respect the hell out of it. I mean, you can go and you can do something like that. You just dig.
The purgatory.
Are you making a good living?
You know what? I don't need a lot to live. I need pizza. That's about it. I'm getting pizza every day. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
There you have it.
Yeah,
awesome.
Good luck to you. And it's been full time for about a year now. So,
I'm
psyched.
Man. Mm-hmm.
I'm psyched.
Great.
How many people on each floor?
This ranges between 16 and 32.
Wow. So you take that many people.
Yeah. On walking tours, I try to keep it to 16. On what bus tours, I try to keep it to 24. But, if it sells out a couple weeks in advance, I pump it up if the weather looks good.
Are your parents proud?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so happy.
They must be, aren't they? Yeah.
Well, you know, my parents are amazing. They've been super supportive. At the very beginning, of course, they're like, okay, so is this what you're doing now? Is this what you're doing?
You're taking people to pizza places.
4 years of dental school? Pizza tours?
But you know what happened was as soon as it was in the Daily News and it was on, on television, then it becomes something, I can show this to people at work, which is great.
Right. That's my son.
I'm just trying to make them proud. But you know what? I got to say, everyone my mom works with, they bring her every pizza article ever that they see in the newspaper.
That's great.
And it's awesome. I thank them every day I get a call every day. Ed brought in another article. I'm like, amazing. Ed's the best.
Yeah, but cool. You know what? That's the part of that being the student of the game.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about this off air, but it's, Orville Redenbacher said a long time ago that, go out there, find one thing, become an expert on it.
Yeah.
He chose popcorn.
Yep.
And he learned more about popcorn than anybody else in the world would ever know. He knew everything about popcorn.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen, hookers and coke.
Exactly.
More than anybody else.
And that's two things he was able to perfect.
That's a life.
That's amazing.
That's very passionate.
It's amazing he had the time to get both of them.
Yeah. Luckily, they work together.
They go hand in hand, so to speak.
They work hand in job.
All right, dude, I'll tell you, you're always welcome here. You ever need to chill, you come on up here.
Yeah. Cool. Just bring pizza.
Yeah, you're just saying that because I bring pies every time.
No, even without pies. You're a great guest.
How do people get in touch with you, sign up for the tours and all that?
All they'd have to do is visit scottspizzatours.com. And there's a whole schedule on there. We do tours every day of the week except for Tuesday. I do private tours, bachelorette parties, whatever.
Well, that's a smart move, bachelorette parties.
It is
not
a smart
so
move.
Not so much the bachelor parties.
It's interesting. Yeah, bachelor parties don't happen.
No,
that's
bachelorette
okay. I usually tell them I'm busy.
Bachelorette parties?
Yeah, there have been a couple. It's really interesting because it's funny.
Is it fat girls?
You know what's really funny about the bachelorette parties? I'm trying to talk about history of pizza, and they just kind of want to drink wine and eat some pizza.
Right.
And I'm like, no, let's talk about the history. It's kind of depressing for me.
Scott,
yeah, exactly.
Scotty.
They're trying to get me to strip. And I'm like, guys, I eat a lot of pizza.
Show us your pepperoni. Well, listen, dude. As they say, Parcindani, salud.
Hey, awesome to talk pizza. By the way, did you guys know it is National Pizza Month?
Are we talking about October? So we're just winding up National Pizza Month?
No, we're almost winding down. I don't want to say we're winding down yet because it's not over. National Pizza Month, October, every year.
All right.
Every year. All right. You got to come earlier next year to celebrate.
I will. I'll come on October 1st, and I'll stay through the 31st.
Sounds good,
Every
Scott.
Day, I'll just take over.
All right. ScottsPizzaTours.com. You can check them out. Go down to the city. You're looking for something fun to do. You got friends, people coming in from out of town or something like that, and you want to show them something that's different, let's not do the duck tour again. Go check out Scott's Pizza Tours.
Yeah,
awesome.
And I eat pizza all over the place, so if anybody ever has recommendations, go to the website, email me through that. I'm going to be eating pizza around this area
tonight.
You are.
I'll tell you something. You are a Food Network show waiting to happen.
Hey, Scott.
You are, this guy, round the world pizza boy. I can see this a mile away.
Future interviews, it's mozzarella, not mozzarella.
No, I like that. I like that.
I'm just being true to my Jersey self.
The mozzarella, capicola, like when regular people that aren't Italian do that stuff, it's like when white guys go up to black guys go, yo, man, what's up?
And your mother's mozzarella is tough as shoe leather.
But Cricket brought up a good point the last time we were talking about this. When you go to the Chinese restaurant, you don't order it the way that they say it.
You don't say it?
Yeah. Well, you probably do, but
the average Joe doesn't.
I thought that was a really good
point. Thank you, Rob.
My husband waked me up in the middle of the night. He said, give me 69. I said, now you want the broccoli with snow peas?
I love me the classics.
Let me know. Macahoya ding ding.
All right, guys, does it for
Thanks
us.
Thanks to our friends over at Valentine Communications, helping the Hudson Valley with sound and video for over 20 years. Call Chuck or Dom, 845-635-8606.
All right, that does it for us. ScottsPizzaTours.com, and check them out.